Number one sports talk show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
And a baby Tone.
That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
G'day, honey.
Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude? What was that, cameraman?
What was that,
cameraman? Are you okay, cameraman?
I mean, to be honest, not really being a good cameraman right now.
Cameraman.
Come on, cameraman.
Come on, cameraman. Fucking figure it out, cameraman.
I'm good. I'm good. Life is good for me.
Okay, mid, how are you? That's a good answer, Bruce.
Good answer.
I mean, that was just a really bad start. Can't get any worse than that from a cameraman over here.
I'm sure it has before.
No, that was really one of my worst ones. That was like 8 fuck-ups. All right, let's go.
All right, have Monday.
All right.
All right.
Here we are, Monday after the draft, you know, and a bunch of beautiful playoff games. We've got a lot of 3-1 series in the NHL. We got a couple big games tonight in the NHL. One bigger than the other, but we will talk about that.
Some big games.
There are some big games.
Big NBA games tonight.
I'm all bricked up on one of the teams down.
Is this Jamal Murray stuff real, Mitt? Do you know?
Which one?
He's questionable.
Let me look.
Yeah, I did see that. I did throw his under in points, actually, because I saw that. So I would assume that he's going to play. Maybe he gets put on like a minutes restriction or something.
Interesting.
Mm. What's he got?
Isn't it like his leg? I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's like his ankle or leg.
Calf strain.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Those calf strains are tricky, tricky, tricky.
That's better than an Achilles strain for Dame.
It is.
That sounds bad.
That's what I was about to say. The Dame Giannis, and then now Jamal Murray. There's something going on in the NBA with all these calf and Achilles.
Everyone protect your calves, protect your Achilles.
There you go.
And we have NBA tonight.
Oh.
And we have MLB tonight.
Boy, do we.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Before, it was draft weekend.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So let's everyone pick your offensive and defensive rookies of the year. Okay.
How is that we're doing?
Hey, we could. The draft just happened. Your favorite? Caleb Williams +210.
Yeah. Who else we got?
Man, that Bears thing.
All the rookies that were drafted.
Their O-line might not be great, but that they got weapons out there all of a sudden.
The Bears?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah, they do.
I'm trying to look down the list to see if there's like a flyer to take.
Defense got to be pretty wide open.
Yeah.
Defense is rookie of the year.
Robinson, brother.
Your favorite is Dallas Turner +500.
Okay.
Latu +650. Jared Verse is up there. Quinyon Mitchell, Terran Arnold, Byron Murphy.
Does special teams factor into the
defense? Fucking Chop. God damn it.
Chop Robinson is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th. And number 8th is my defense rookie of the year, Peyton Wilson.
Nice. What's Coop? What's Coop DeJean?
He is the same as Peyton Wilson at +2,500.
Okay, yeah. I like both those flyers.
Who's your Super Bowl pick now that we're, you know, pretty much.
I haven't dealt with now that the teams are set.
Yeah. I would
ask me to the AFC Championship.
Yeah, I mean, they're
always gonna.
They were like the best team until they weren't, you know.
Until they shit on themselves, like they always do.
Yeah.
Like they always do in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they lost coaches though.
Do you believe the? How do you feel about the Eagles draft? Good.
Dude, they did so fucking
couple good corners. Yeah.
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 Coop was a bummer to me. It once like the second round started and corners weren't going, I started to think like, oh my god, we might get.
I mean, if you think about their team, they're good at wideout, they're good at tight end, their O line's good, they're set at running back, set at quarterback, and their defensive line is really good. So they addressed whether the guys are good or not.
Yeah,
they went out and got the guys that could make them.
Yeah,
a better.
If they hit on Quinyon Mitchell, it was a great draft.
Yeah, which what does suck about the Cooper DeJean thing is that. I mean, he plays basically the same position as Gardner Johnson, like that nickel corner, probably going to be playing safety. I just don't really see him getting on the field.
Don't try to buy into that narrative, man. That guy, Cooper, is a goddamn lockdown corner.
Yep.
I mean,
outside, inside, whenever you need him, wherever you need him,
wherever you need him.
Really. He's gonna return a punt to the house in the fourth quarter of a game of MetLife.
New kickoff.
That's all I know.
You know who I actually think, and I won't say this often or give this team their flowers because they are obviously terrible. The Panthers did kind of have a nice draft.
They did what
legitimately.
They
Yeah. Yep. Like, actually.
Yes.
Every pick they made, I was like, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. I was talking to Belichick about it. If Jonathan Brooks didn't get hurt,
yeah, he would have been a first rounder.
He was awesome. And then, you know, they got weapons for him.
People were mad about the Dolphins taking Jalen Wright and trading up for him.
I don't understand. He's a good running back.
He's also, do you know what he is that other running backs that we have aren't?
Blocker.
Great blocker.
What round was it? Fifth?
Ahmed can block.
Ahmed?
He can block.
What was it? Was he a fifth rounder?
I think he was third or fourth.
Giants got the...
But they also took him right before a run of running backs, too. Like, once they took him, there was like seven taken.
He was picked in the fourth. I mean,
yeah. Tyrone Tracy Jr. looks kind of fun. Giants snagged him, running back, Purdue.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just fired up for Neighbors. Like, just have something that's hopefully just fun to watch.
Tracy's
on the offensive side of the ball.
You pair him with Jalen Hyatt and...
Yeah. Yeah, you guys got
Hodgins. Darius Slayton and Hodgins.
Well, you're also...
It's not the
you're
worst.
It's not Terry.
You're also forgetting...
For shoot, it's not bad.
You didn't mention your best wide receiver last year.
Slayton?
When healthy.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't talking about Slayton. I wasn't talking about Hodgins. It's this little guy out of Kentucky who I love.
Oh, Wandale Robinson. Yeah, he is a dog. If he can just stay on the field, it would be... That's another guy. It'd be fun to watch.
Let's see how line looks.
If the Giants traded up to three to draft Joe Alt, that would have been fucking
awesome. We got enough where, like, if we show up to camp and Evan Neal still sucks, like, we can move guys around and we have enough bodies now on the interior where we can make it work without our, what do we pick? I'm fourth overall right tackle who just is an absolute turnstile, one of the worst players in the NFL. So, like, I'm optimistic, more optimistic than before with the O-line, but like if anybody goes down, then we're probably in a spot where Evan Neal's back out there. If he isn't much improved, which hopefully he is, I don't know how much you can fucking improve. But then it goes back to like, does Danny Dimes just have like zero pre-snap anticipation or ability to read the defense? So he just has no idea where the pressure's coming from to set the protection.
I always go back to that season that... Played so fucking good.
He played so well. What happened, man?
It's in there.
The book got out of like, hey, when we blitz fucking weak side, he'll have no clue it's coming on third and three and just get sacked 100 times a game.
Is our boy off the couch still there?
Pew?
No.
Yeah. Pew, pew, pew. He's not going to OTAs, brother. He's got his feet up. He's waiting for that.
Yeah, but he'll be there at some point.
Yeah, you'd have to, right? You'd have to believe.
Yeah. I would take Latu as my defense rookie of the year, but that's 650 short odds. Those are
fucking sign.
No, we need him.
That should have been done months
ago. We need him. He might be our emergency quarterback.
Also, if your book has a team to run for the most yards during the NFL season, you can book the fucking Pittsburgh motherfucking Steelers.
I don't know, dude. Big motor.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to go with the Baltimore Ravens, but yeah.
Mm, well, that'd be the wrong choice. Okay. All
right. It would be cool if the Steelers did that.
Okay, let's get to tonight. Starting in the NBA.
Oh.
Yep.
I think OKC closes it out.
He landed 4.5.
Yep.
Right. I am. Let's go. OKC -4.5. That's actually my favorite play of the day.
Or does this Galveston thing from Charles Barkley wake him up a little?
I don't know.
They don't have the firepower. They don't have the juice.
I don't believe so.
I'm just doing one. I'm doing a money line parlay here.
Celtics and Nuggets?
Celtics, Nuggets, OKC.
Yeah. Okay, all of them?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see it going any other way.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
I don't hate it either.
I think the Lakers could steal another one.
Yeah, the Lakers would be the most likely candidate.
Honest, Jamal Murray's out. They've outplayed them for a long, long period.
Yeah, dude, I was saying this to Gump on the ride in. Like, the thing that actually hurts about the Lakers is it should be tied 2-2, or they should be fucking up 3-1. They've had a 10-point lead fucking game. Like, most of the time in the third quarter, into the fourth quarter, too. Like, the Lakers have been actually playing their basketball. Yeah. Would you just win?
Nothing. I was just had the urge.
Oh, all right. Well,
I was just thinking about the Lakers.
I can't believe the Heat won a game. We didn't watch. I don't think any of us watched it.
No, what was it? Thursday, Friday?
It was
Wednesday.
Wednesday night of the draft. Yeah.
How did they win a game?
They hit
all the threes. 75. And what's his name had like 30 points.
Yeah.
Jacquez?
No.
No.
Patterell?
No. The one who last year had a good series.
Struce?
Martin.
Yes, Caleb Martin.
Caleb Martin.
Yeah.
Caleb Martin game.
Yeah.
Caleb Martin was fucking.
You're gonna get one of those from one of those Heat guys that didn't belong.
Bananas.
Okay. Any NBA else? Any other NBA?
I also got the Lakers plus the 7. Just like, hope it happens. Don't really take that one, but I do think Miami keeps it close tonight.
Ooh, okay.
I think plus 10. They just are a team that fights. They usually don't win, but we'll see. Okay. And really not that much in the playoffs.
We will see.
We will see. You know what else we'll see?
What's that?
Fucking puck flying.
You know what? It is actually very cold in here today.
It is a little chilly. Yeah,
I thought Bruce was going to bring it back.
I think tonight's easy.
What do you got?
Really do. I think the fucking Panthers close it out. I think the Dallas Stars even it up. And I'll tell you why. When I feel like there's this momentum thing.
Mm-hmm.
When the Stars gave up that lead and it went into overtime and everyone was like, oh, the fucking Knights are going to win this one now.
Yeah,
and the Stars actually pulled out. I feel like there's some good mo on the Stars side.
Did play very well. Best we played in the series. We are road warriors.
TM.
I think you got to have it tonight.
You got to have it tonight.
I don't think you want to go home.
3-1. All the series are fucking 3-1.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful game. This is what we do. And, you know, the unfortunate thing of that is I don't know if any of them, PK said this on the show today, but I kind of agree with him. I don't know if any of them are going to climb back into like a game 7.
Nashville's back.
So no, momentum for the boats.
I like
the boats.
I'm not taking Bolts money line, but I will dance with Bolts plus 1.5
here. That is, Gumpy. Read my fucking mind. The boost that the boats got from having Sergachev back from that fucking shattered leg. I don't know how sustainable that is for the rest of the series. Is it a one game boost or can they push him to two?
Couple game boost?
Maybe, but it's Florida.
We'll see how that
leg. You know, this Florida Panthers team, they can fucking answer the bell. They did it every single time last year on the way. So I like Florida. I'm with Gumpy. I like Boats plus 1.5 because I feel like it's going to be a dogfight between these two from here on out. And I got to go with his Stars because I feel like they have the mo on their side right now. Logie Thompson has played pretty well, but it's weird, right? He's played pretty well, but he's let in some weird ones.
Cupcakes?
Yeah.
We gotta score the first goal. That is our key to our success. We can't go down.
Yeah.
We get down for whatever reason. It just does not look like the same team.
No taking penalties. 20 seconds.
Stay out of the box.
Wow.
Stay out of the box.
Circle back, Bruce. We're moving forward here. You know,
last week, Bruce.
Yeah, we're trying to tie things up now, brother.
I can't believe Carolina didn't close out. I was disgusted. The Islanders. I mean, Bobby Bortuzzo still doing it in the year 2024 of our Lord. I was blown away by that.
The Islanders just fucking find a way to just win for no reason. Could
you imagine if you were a Preds fan, though?
Oh.
Yeah, that one's disgusting.
The empty net.
Yeah, the empty net with a minute 48 left to ice the game, banging off the post.
But in a big surprise, first fucking playoff game ever. A dub for our sweet, sweet Slovis.
And in another big surprise, I know it's like his fault because he got fucking clocked, but Casey DeSmith has to bow out.
I mean, he won a playoff game. It was
sure. Sure.
It was 2-1. It was a 2-1 victory.
Yes, but
whenever you need,
I believe the correct
whenever
me if I'm wrong,
you need Casey DeSmith the most, he's fucking.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. And I said earlier, I know you were boozing, so you probably didn't watch. I think the Cougars had like 10 shots the entire game, and Casey DeSmith stood on his head and won them.
Yeah, but look at past history, brother. Fucking Louis Domingue had to save him last
time. What'd you just say to Bruce? Okay, we're not talking about.
We're not looking in the rear view, brother.
Yeah, but this has nothing to do with the refs.
This is Casey DeSmith.
This has something to do with the goalies.
Not showing up.
This is a personal vendetta, bro. You should be mad at Casey DeSmith too. I get it. Fake Penguins fan, I know.
I'm a playoff Pens fan.
I get, then you should be twice as mad.
Yeah, you should.
As a playoff Rangers fan, that was the most boring series I've ever watched.
Yeah, I think the Rangers would have done that to anyone,
fucking
though.
Clean
Ovi should have to retire for not scored a point the whole entire series.
He almost had when he got blocked.
You know what, though?
That's hockey.
Someone said this on Twitter, and it remains like in a year or two, like, we're not going to be talking about that. He's going to break Gretzky's record.
Yeah. And we're I'll make sure.
That was a little blip on the radar.
When we talk about it on the show, when it happens, I was, hey, remember that playoff series? He didn't have a point.
Remember early in his career, he was not a great playoff guy. And then after a couple games under his belt, he fucking turned it on. He became one of the all-time legends. Yeah.
Well, no, he made a deal. He did that SportsCenter commercial. And then.
Wait, so who are you picking tonight,
Nick? It all opened up.
Texas hockey. Yep. And the Boats, plus 1.5.
Go Boats!
Okay, so Team Ride, Texas Hockey.
I'm on the Boats as well.
Team Ride, Bolts.
Not me.
What do you mean? Panthers. Are you on the Kitty Cats?
Meow. Panthers close it out.
Yeah, I like the Panthers to win the game, but I'm taking the...
Plus 1.5.
On that fucking sweet spot, yeah. No empty netters. Just fucking grind it out till the last second takes off.
How quick we turn on Vasilevsky and our
boat. Vasy's a dog.
I died with this Bulls team for fucking years.
Yeah, dude. Years, brother.
I'm still here. I'm still doing it.
Good. Thank you, Nick.
Good luck.
Thank you for your time. Nick.
Good luck out there.
Good luck out there.
Good luck out there.
God bless out there.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Congrats on the sex.
Happy birthday, brother.
Happy birthday, Nick.
Birthday, Nick. Everyone could please tweet Nick and wish him a happy birthday.
Yeah, make his special day a little better.
Let's do baseball.
Baseball.
Want to roll through it?
Yeah, it's a pretty big slate.
Yankees are in Baltimore. Clark Schmidt goes against Grayson Rodriguez. You'll find no bets from me on that game.
I was ready to back my boys, especially plus a half first five, but... Verdugo, best hitter on our team, one of the best hitters in baseball right now. It's on paternity leave, so I don't love that, but Judge is mashing. I still like it, but less enthusiastically.
Did he score 15 in back-to-back games?
Yeah.
Pretty good. It's good for the bats.
Bats are awake.
30-2.
Bats are awake.
Cards are in Detroit. Steven Matz goes against Kenta Maeda. I want none of those two.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Before I make my first pick here tonight...
You want to circle back to Casey DeSmith?
No.
All right.
I just want to know, I have 4 picks tonight in baseball.
Yep.
This is the most confident I've ever been. All PODs.
Love it.
All right.
I love it. Nats are in Miami. Jake Irvin goes against Trevor Rogers. Give me Miami first five money line.
Wow.
Are they a terrible baseball team?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But T-Rodge today on the bump, we're going to get it done.
All right. Good luck out there.
I will bet on the Nationals once in this series, but I can't do it with old, what is it, Irvin on the bump?
Jake Irvin, yeah.
Yeah.
Casey in Toronto. Bolin goes against Rodriguez.
I feel like these guys have been playing each other for 2 weeks.
They have, and I got nothing.
Is it not? That happens. You know, we play three here, two away, three
back. That's baseball. I'm good.
I'm fucking out.
Cubs.
Here we go.
At the Mets.
Wake me up.
Tyon versus Severino. I'll take the Cubs first five plus a half.
Yeah, I'll join you. I like Tyon here, even though the fucking Red Sox just took the Cubs to pasture.
Whatever. Okay. Twins at the White Sox.
These two teams have been playing for a month straight.
They always play for a month straight. Joe Ryan versus
They're at least division rivals. Blue Jays and Royals just showing up on a random Monday.
Nothing for me on the Twins and White Sox.
I got Twins money line. Yeah,
I like the Twins as well.
Yeah.
Twins only minus 160. I'm taking the Twins.
There you go, brother.
Tampa Bay's in Milwaukee. Ryan Pipioff goes against Bryce Wilson.
I feel like Tampa Bay has been really fucking me this year.
Yeah, they have. That's why I'm going to stay away. But the angle here, Bryce Wilson's been partying all weekend because his brother just got drafted to the Pittsburgh Steelers. So maybe stay away.
What do you mean?
Peyton Wilson is his brother.
Yeah, but pitchers usually pitch better when they're all banged up.
You're true.
That's Wells' brother. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's Bryce back, got man. That kind of blood.
Well, I'm going to think that he does. So give me the Brewers first five plus half.
Okay. Yeah, I like the Brewers too.
I feel like I bet fucking Pepio fucking every time and I fucking lose.
Repoy.
Yeah,
I mean, the Rays, they're struggling to hit the ball and they got one of the worst bullpens in baseball. That's a recipe for losing seven of your last 10.
Philly at LAA. Chris Sanchez goes against Griffin motherfucking Canning. Give me Philadelphia first five minus 135.
Yeah, I'll join you.
Okay.
Yep.
Atlanta's in Seattle. Max Fried goes against Bryce Miller. Give me Atlanta first five minus 140.
Who are they going against?
Bryce Miller.
And who?
Max Fried is on the mound for the Braves.
Against the
Seattle Mariners?
The Mariners?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the Mariners first.
Whoa!
Yeah, I like Bryce Miller.
Whatever.
Hell yeah, brother.
Lodolo, Nicky Lodolo is going against Matt Waldron. That is Cincy in San Diego. Nothing for me.
Oh, I mean, I'm going down with my boy, the fucking knuckleballer. Dad's first 5+ half.
Mr. Waldron.
Yeah, I too am back in yes. on our boy, the knuckleballer. You got it rolling. Side,
you got to fucking be
on. You got it rolling at mile high. Now he may be a little humid out in San Diego. Maybe he starts gripping the thing, starts dancing all around.
Dodgers are in Arizona. Jimmy Paxton goes against Tommy Henry. I'm out.
Dodgers first 5 money line. Paxton's been nice, always is. Big Maple can spin it.
Okay. Tempted to go with the +0.5 first 5.
But you're not.
With the D-backs. But
and then Buccos are continuing their West Coast road trip. Fucked up another start by Jared Jones. Bailey Falter goes against Joe Boyle of the Oakland A's.
They need this one.
Must win for the Buccos.
Texas hockey and the Buccos.
End of April,
I guess we're on the Buccos.
I am on the Buccos. First 5 money line before I knew it was a must win as well.
Sorry, that definitely shouldn't have came out.
No, it's a fucking must win spot.
I got the Marlins first 5 money line, Cubs first 5+0.5, Philly first 5. And Atlanta first 5.
All first 5. Cubs +0.5. Brewers +0.5. Twins money line. Phillies money line. Dads +0.5. Mariners +0.5. Buccos money line.
Just the Twins money line for me.
Wow.
By the way, I said they were all PODs.
Which one are you saying isn't? Marlins?
I'm walking back to Marlins.
Yeah, knock the Marlins down a peg. Yeah, I'd say. First 5? Give me a break.
Knock the Marlins down a bit. I forgot. I do have a flyer on first overall pick next year.
Let's go.
Okay.
+5,000. Garrett Nussmeier.
The LSU kid?
Remember the name.
Garrett Nussmeier.
Remember the name.
No, the kid's actually kind of a dog. He's played a good amount the last couple of years.
Bit of a flyer. What did he throw for 400 in the SEC championship last
Six
year?
Six tuds, seven yeah. tuds.
Fucking dog. And he yep. balled out in that bowl game, actually.
Yeah. Give me Nussmeier. +5,000.
I love that pick.
Way down the list. Your favorite is Shadur and Carson Beck. +500.
Yep. One thing is, Nussmeier might not come out this year. He has another year.
Do you think Colorado's going to win?
We'll see.
To be not enough to be a 1 overall pick?
Right.
They're in the Big 12, right?
Caleb didn't win.
True.
More than Colorado.
Colorado's in the Big 10.
For Travis Hunter.
Oh, they're not in the Big
12.
For Travis Hunter to go like high, they have to win. Because Travis Hunter's going off queen both sides of the ball. They're going to win.
Travis Hunter goes early no matter what.
Yeah, he should. He should.
I think should.
I think he might be the flyer number 1. And Shadur is the deeper.
Okay.
Because if Travis Hunter wins the Heisman, lights it up, plays both ways. I mean,
any footy?
Champions League tomorrow.
Tottenham sucks.
I mean, they fought back.
The North London Derby
never disappoints.
I turned it off.
It's always drama. To
be completely fair.
Yeah, Liverpool tied West Ham. So. That was great. I mean,
yeah, I saw.
You saw it.
The Thruple is dead.
The everything's dead.
What's up with Mo Salah giving Klopp a hard time on his way out?
Don't get me started, brother.
We're supposed to be celebrating.
I fucking know. We had the quadruple. Now we're walking home with the fucking Carbu Cup, brother. it's over.
All right,
we got fucking Arne Slot from fucking Feyenoord. He plays the same way as Klopp. This fucking guy, man. We went from Xabi Alonso to Zidane to the, and he might be good. He might, Arne Slot might be a great coach. It's not a knock on him. Maybe he will, but he's not Klopp.
What do you got for Champions League?
I like Real Madrid. Any way you can get them.
Is that tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite the fixture. Is Harry Kane going to etch his name in history?
I don't think so. Real Madrid.
No, I don't think so.
When it comes to the Champions League, they find a way to get it done. You take them draw, no bet. You can take them on the money line. Any way you like. I think Real Madrid gets it done tomorrow.
Okay.
Any way you like.
Whoever wins this game or this fixture.
It's the odds on favorite to lift.
Oh, yeah. Because I don't think Dortmund or Why is it escaping me? Dortmund or... Where's the Champions League? Jeez Louise.
Champions? Are we talking Champions right now?
Yeah, I don't think... I mean, I guess PSG would be a good story. Mbappe on his way out.
But I think he's been playing well.
They'll struggle to get past Dortmund, I believe.
Borussia.
Yeah.
Okay. Mitt, you want to send us out of here?
Yes, Tony. I got some for you. One second. Jesus Christ. Sorry, I got an award.
This one's coming from Jesus, or?
No. I got an award.
Jesus!
One time. Good teams make the playoffs. Hot teams win in the playoffs. Derek Jeter. Kind of Jesus Christ.
Hell yeah. Fuck Joel Embiid.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right, good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Darn.